रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 66 कुंभकर्ण इन द बैटलफील्ड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Kumbhakarna, stronger than the strongest of the sons of the earth, leapt over lightly the courts and the walls of Lanka and came out of the city like a lofty mountain peak. The waters of the sea gave back his terrible roar, millionfold intensified. Bolts fell from the blue. The mountains were consumed to ashes. Indra, Yama, Varuna and the other regions of the world on high failed woefully when they stood up against him with mortal intent. And when he came against them with his frightful eyes rolling about like comets, the monkeys took to themselves on all directions. Then Angada said to Nala, Neela, Gavaksha, Kumuda and the others, "What are you at now? You have clean forgotten your noble ancestry, strength, courage, prowess and valor. You are on the grip of mad terror, and like ordinary rut of monkeys, you take to your heels. Is it seemly? Friends, well, enough of it. Come back. Life, is it so sweet and dear? I wonder what you keep it for, unless you sacrifice it in the cause of Raghuveera. This is no Rakshasa that you should fight with. This is but a huge machine fashioned like a Rakshasa, sent here to frighten us, that is all. This is used at Lanka for a similar purpose, and it is up to us to grind it to powder with our strength. Come back, one and all." Then the monkey warriors took heart slowly and gathered themselves again in bands and marched forth against the enemy with trees and stones. They barred the way of Kumbhakarna like maddened elephants and hit him to their heart's content, fired by wrath. Huge mountain peaks, blocks of stones, trees with flowers in bloom were used most lavishly on him. But the Rakshasa hero stood still and only laughed in tones of thunder and derision at their fruitless efforts. Such was his unparalleled strength. On the other hand, blocks of stone and trees touched his body only to fall around him, ground to dust. Like a conflagration making short work of the forests, he clean consumed with his wrath the monkeys, no mean warriors themselves. Heroes and warriors among the monkeys beyond count fell on the earth, bathed in their blood. Some were clean shot far away like lofty trees with their blood-red flowers. Some took to their heels with grim terror after them, leapt over everything that stood in their way and ran on and on, afraid to cast a look behind. Some took shelter in the waters of the sea. Some vanished among the clouds on high. Some were sorely handled by the mighty Kumbhakarna and ran along the bridge laid upon the waters. Bears ran up the trees. Some hid themselves in deep valleys and clefts. Some vanished from view among the mountains. Some entered the depths of the ocean. Others concealed themselves in dark caves. Others lay where they fell. Yet others left behind them the battlefield and all it held. Yet others fell on the earth and craved for mercy. Some held their breath and lay on the ground like dead. Angada beheld with such a heavy heart the monkey host thus put to rout and cried, "Stay, come back, let us fight to the last. You can go nowhere on this earth and hide yourself to escape from him. So come back, it is your only chance. Why should you keep your life soiled with disgrace and shame? Monkeys whose valor knows no stress nor stay, our women have but to behold you at present, fleeing in mad terror with your arms and weapons flung away from you. And they will have a rare laugh at it, is it not so? Death takes no other form but this in case of those to whom honor and fame is clear. There is none among but come of a noble race, and where would you flee, mad with terror, like the ordinary monkey on his perch? The ones who cast away behind them their strength and courage and take to their heels chased by fear, they are the lowest of the low, the meanest of the mean, is it not? Your brag, your boast, your proud and haughty estimate of yourself, your war cries, your slogans, your holding forth on your own self before admiring crowds, where are they now? The entire creation split in utter scorn and contempt as a trembling coward, as a mankind, him who grabs fiercely at his life even when the world has put upon him shame and disgrace. I ask you but to tread on the noble path of honor and fame that your ancestors trod. Cast away behind you fear and terror. We may flee for all time and through all space, but Yama not likely to strike our men from roll. But should we resolve to lay down our lives on the battlefield with our faces turned to the foe in grim defiance, the world of Brahma is ours, where mighty warriors shine in glory and radiance, and that is no crown for all the sundry to wear. Should we send our enemy to his death, boundless fame is ours by right. Our life is the only price we have to pay for the seat in the halls of the glorious warriors on high. It is a trifle we have to pay, while what we get in exchange is illimitable. This Kumbhakarna, would he go to where he came from once that he has come within the range of our Raghava's eyes? As well speak of a moth that returned to tell the tale of its experience in the heart of the flame. Should we take measures to save and guard our pitiful life, driven forth from the battlefield by this Rakshasa, and we fain till now over the earth, we lose our real life, the life of fame and renown, is it not so? But the monkeys heeded him not, and his well-meant counsel and cheer. They stayed not their course, lashed by fear and clean bereft of their senses. Yet they managed to reply as a ran. This Kumbhakarna kills us in dreadful torture. Is this a time for us to stay and fight? He who fights and lives may yet see happier days. There is many a thing to his hands to eke out a kind of existence known here. He who runs and fights away with his life may yet live to fight many a battle and crown himself with glory. And in a moment they vanished from view. Then Angada tried his very best to bring cheer and courage to the hearts of the monkey warriors who took to their heels at the sight of Kumbhakarna, a frightful bulk and form, his eyes blazing dreadfully with the wrath that burnt within him. He managed to calm their fears. He held before them the death of Vali at the hands of Rama. He told them of how he managed to pierce the 7 lofty trees and mountains. He related unto them the wonderful achievements of Rama when he threw a bridge across the frightful seas. He discoursed unto them of the unparalleled and boundless strength and prowess and valor of Ramachandra, and managed to rally the monkey hosts as far as he could. They too took heart slowly and managed to pluck up courage and enthusiasm from the depths of despair. They obeyed the words of Angada and returned in hot haste to fight with Kumbhakarna, come what may. Rishabha, Saraba, Mainda, Dvivida, Dhumra, Neela, Kumuda, Gavaksha, Ramba, Tara, Panasa and the clan. And Anjaneya marched along with them. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.